An agreement on Iran's nuclear program has oil prices sliding this morning. From APM in New York, I'm Matt Nesto, sitting in for David Brancaccio. It could take more than a year for additional Iranian oil to find its way onto global markets, but investors are already taking note, although a tentative deal has been reached between Iran and six major Western nations. It will face further clarification in June and beyond. The news has already sent oil prices down by as much as 4% in certain markets. For more, I'm joined by the BBC's business reporter, Rob Young. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Can you give us some sense of how this framework is going to affect oil prices going forward?
Well, we already seem to have seen some impact on the oil market anyway. The price of Brent oil and also West Texas Intermediate in the US have fallen because the expectation is that if a full deal is done after this framework one, then Iran may well at some point, once sanctions are eased, be able to begin exporting oil to the West.
Let's just talk some rough numbers here, Rob. We're talking about essentially 1 million barrels per day of additional supply coming onto the global marketplace, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, it depends on how long it takes to reach a full deal, the speed at which sanctions would be eased on Iran. And don't forget that because of the sanctions already, the Iranian oil industry is in something of a state. They need an awful lot of investment, which would likely come from outside the country, to get the oil fields, the equipment, up to the kind of standard that would allow them to export in the way that the country clearly would like to and desperately needs to, so it can get its hands on much needed cash. Let's say that it clearly would have a very big impact on the global market, and that is why we have seen that reaction in the price of oil. But also from the perspective of Western oil companies, Iran will now be on their list because there's potentially a lot of money to be made there.
The BBC's Rob Young, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nevada's Supreme Court says it's facing a funding shortfall of $750,000 this year. The reason? Police have been writing fewer speeding tickets and parking tickets, and the money collected from those fines is part of what funds the court. Marketplace's Noel King has more.
Nevada's Chief Justice recently told state lawmakers that the court is nearly broke. David J. Otto is a Las Vegas attorney who represents people who have gotten traffic tickets.
When you are fined, added to that fine are fees, administrative fees and other fees, and some of those fees go to fund the Nevada Supreme Court.
The Las Vegas Journal Review reports that in the past 5 years, the number of traffic citations issued statewide fell more than 20%. Robert Fellner of the Nevada Policy Research Institute says tying court funding to tickets could create a system that pressures police to issue more of them.
People don't want to feel like they're getting pulled over just to line another, you know, someone else's pockets, in this case, the Supreme Court. I think it's a pretty big conflict of interest.
A bill to fund the court's shortfall is expected to be introduced in the next few days. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Major markets will be closed in the U.S. for Good Friday. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures right now are slightly higher, up about 0.3%, ahead of that monthly jobs figure that comes out in about 90 minutes. In London, the FTSE 100 is up about 0.3%, and overnight, Shanghai closed up sharply higher. And how fancy hotels are trying to compete and keep their heads above water. One way these boutique properties try to stand out is with high-end artwork, and they hire art experts to help advise their collections. But as Marketplace's Stan Alcorn reports, this artwork doesn't always come at fine art prices.
At the Archer Hotel in New York City, the Bugatti Bar is decorated with vintage posters of the French sports car. The Fabric restaurant has artisanal quilts hanging over some of the tables.
They're made with chocolate wrappers and tea bags and coffee filters.
That's Debbie Davis, art advisor.
We're calling me the curator.
Sorry, the curator of the art collection at Archer. She normally helps rich people and corporations pick art for their homes and offices. Hotels have a lot more rooms to fill, which can make for tight budgets.
I was a little nervous about running those numbers. I kept checking and checking. I don't usually, have these production spreadsheets.
she could afford original art for the lobby, but for 180 guest rooms?
We were going to license artists and make high-quality reproductions of their works, but I didn't know how I was really going to do it.
She did it by calling Jesse Kalischer.
I think that people are most surprised to learn that we even exist, that selling art to hotels is a way to make a living.
Kalischer runs a company that curates and actually prints and frames art for hotels. He says the high end is a couple hundred bucks a piece.
Bear in mind that art is the least expensive item in a hotel and the easiest thing to change to update the image.
In the Archer Hotel guest rooms, you can see these inexpensive copies of, for example, an etching of a typewriter by Brooklyn artist Sam Messer.
I had seen this in a group show years ago.
And if you then go down to the lobby, you can compare them to the original off-the-etching plate version hanging above the restaurant host table.
Doesn't look that much better, right?
Yeah, it's hard to tell the difference.
Right. That's the high-quality printing.
Typically, these kind of copies are licensed for just 5 to 7 years. Then the art has to be replaced. But Archer got rights in perpetuity for a gallery look at more of a dorm room price. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.
Finally, Bloomberg is reporting that Samsung has won a contract to supply the primary microchip included in the next iPhone and iPad. The contract would be a victory over rival chip makers that Apple used to use. Samsung's rivalry with Apple is one that it is actually losing. The South Korean company's own Galaxy phones continue to struggle against Apple's line of products. A little bit awkward. Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our online digital producer, Tobin Lowe. I'm Matt Nesto with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.